6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, isn't this groovy? All right, what's happening? Are we streaming? We are live. Okay, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Hello, my name is Tob. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and we're doing some pretty shady stuff today. We're up to some questionable antics. And we're in the car, so let's get out of the car. The car is currently parked on Manderson Street, or it actually might be Manderson Avenue at this point. But we've also come up with a new name for it. I like to call it Turkey Street, but that's not very clever, so I'd like to thank regular listener Jazzmaz for christening this street Butterball Boulevard, which I thought was pretty funny. So here we are, parked on Butterball Boulevard. And yes, I did see some turkeys as I was driving down here. There was about 8, 9, maybe 10 turkeys up in somebody's yard. And in their driveway. And there was a guy in the garage. He had some woodworking tools, and he was making stuff in his garage while the turkeys were standing in the driveway watching him, not even 5 meters away. It was hilarious. So anyway, I'm standing here in the street, kind of looking down into the Herrenhaven Ravine. I'm trying to see if there's any egrets or anything down there. I can see the pond. But the trees are starting to bud. We're starting to get some leafiness in the trees. And so it's kind of hard to see down there. I can see the log. There's a bunch of little turtles in the log. I actually drove by Herrenhaven to see if there was anybody there. Pfft, of course there was. There was a good 8 cars in there, so I just kept on driving. Not seeing much action down there in Herrenhaven. But, you know, that's not really why we're here. And I'm kind of trying to remember where that Mati den is. Where's that Mati den? I think it's right over there. I don't see any Matis, though. I'm not really interested in this side of the street today. Let's cross back over Manderson. And let's look down into the ravine on this side of the street, which is not part of Herrenhaven. I want to get down in there. Ooh, oh, there's a big flicker right there. 1, 2, 3. There's 2 of them. There's a male and a female on this tree that's 4 meters away. They're down below me, actually. Oh, I think they're doing love dance. And now they're on this other little tree. They're spinning around. And they look so interesting. Oh, chirp. The male, he's got a bright red streak on his head that goes from his beak all the way back down his neck, and he's got black and white feathers on his back, and he looks like he's wearing a tuxedo with a red hat or something. The female looks approximately the same, except the red stripe on her head isn't quite as bright. Where'd the female go? This guy's still crawling up and down this tree looking for bugs. Did you hear that? That was him. And we got cars driving around. So I'm just kind of watching this bird, trying to see what he's doing. Because he looks pretty cool. He's one of those big flickers. And he's hopping around. He's looking for that female. I don't blame him. Because she was looking pretty cute. All right, now I'm trying to figure out how I can get down in here. Now, I'm trying to think, where does the creek go? The creek sort of goes on this side, right? So I don't want to try to come down on this side, because then I'll have to traverse water, and that's not going to fly. And is there any good way to get down here? Yeah, kind of. See, there's an animal path. And that behind me sounded like another flicker. Where is he? Yeah, I see him. He's over in the Harrenhaven side. He's on that tree. Well, it's just like woodpecker zone out here today. See, now the funny thing is I think I could jump over this fence right here and follow this animal path down. But then how would I cross the water once I got down there? So let's go check this other side. See, this is very steep. It's very deep. How deep is this right now? It's 5 meters deep. And it's very steep. We're talking an angle of repose here of at least 60 degrees. So I need to find a gentler way down. And this woodpecker's following me around. He's watching me saying, chop, 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 don't come down here. Yeah, see, this is not any better over here on this side. This is not even remotely good. All I want to do is try to get down in there. That's what I'm trying to find a way to do and figure it out. Yeah, this is not going to fly on this end. Our only real option is to try to take the same path that the animals take. And I can hear that flicker. He's still chirping at me. Chirp, chirp. Chirps. Chips and chirps. Chips and chirps, and birdies better scurry. Well, how are we going to do this, kids? This isn't turning out to be as easy as I thought it might be. And so, hey, what else is flying around down there? There's birds down there doing bird stuff. And we're looking around, looking for all kinds of dudes. There's no turkeys down here today. I don't hear any. I don't see any. We'll wait for that car to drive by. And then, let's see. How am I going to do this? Yeah, well, I guess we just gotta go for it. Yeah. Way too old to be doing stuff like this. But that's just what makes it so damn fun. Alright, so now we got a very steep hill to get down. I have to go around this tree that is just covered in conks. Oh, great. Now I gotta get past this damn stuff. This is the bad stuff. The invasive species of honeysuckle. Okay. Working my way down. Just caught me a big tree. And here's a mole hole that is freshly dug out. And I mean dug out within the last few minutes. I bet there's a star nose in there. All right. Still working my way down. It's very precarious. I'm halfway down. I can see up the little valley here. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Except, how am I going to get from here to where I want to go? I don't know. And what was that sound? That sounded like a dude walking through the forest. Oh. Okay. Have I reached an impasse? See, that looks cliffy over there, but if I go that way, now I got the water to deal with. I think the only way I can go is this direction. Yep. This is going to be a little bit trickier than I thought. But what's going to be worse is trying to get back up, trying to remember what path I took to get down here. Yeah, so you go up there, turn there, go there, okay. Will I remember? We're gonna know in about 20 minutes. All right, so now I'm pretty much, yeah, I'm down on the valley floor now, near the creek. I gotta get through these vines, but there we go. The ground here is very soft because we're pretty much at the water table. If you can hear the sound of water, you are hearing the water going down into the culvert or drain that lets the water go underneath Manderson Street and into Herrenhaven. So I'm standing literally on the banks of this creek, which is approximately 60, maybe 70 centimeters across. It's a little bit more than 2 feet, which means we can step over it. I'm looking for tracks in this soft mud. Now, can we cross just by taking one big step? Or is it gonna mush? Are we gonna sink into the mud? Oh well, there's only one way to find out. 3, 2, 1. We are across the creek with very much success. Here's some footprints in the mud. That looks like raccoon. Looks like raccoons have been walking around in here, along with some deer. There's deer tracks in this mud right here. This is amazing. I've never been down in here. So there's this, I'm just now in this sort of flat valley, and there's some grass growing up right here. The earth is very soft, and it's just green. Got this green valley, got these green bushes. There's high trees above me that don't have any leaves on them. Well, now I'm just sort of walking up this lovely green pasture, and the creek snakes around back and forth. It comes down this one side for 20 meters, then it crosses straight across the thing, and there's the creek again over here, and it goes up on this side for who knows how far. Awesomeness. So we have to cross the creek again, so I'm stepping over it, and there's lots of water. There's lots of water moving. Okay, well, this area is a little bit swampy though. Okay, well, I guess it's a little bit dry over here, ironically, where the water is. So we just walk over here. There's some big trees that have fallen down. And so now I gotta climb over. There's another hole in the ground here. Gotta climb over another tree. Ooh, big bee. Big bee just buzzed my head. Zroom. All right, there's little birds. There's mud flats. There's a mud flat here. It's pretty muddy. Got some tracks, deer tracks, okay. Deer tracks are fun. So I'm looking up on the walls of this little canyon or valley that I'm in. And like I say, we're even in deeper here. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 meters up into the level of the properties that line this. Okay, the earth is getting mighty soft here. Lots of deer tracks. More and more deer tracks everywhere. And I have just seen deer standing around down in here. All right, so we're walking back up here a little bit. And we're coming to the creek again. Because the little tiny creek just winds its way through here. And I wonder if there's deer up on these canyon walls that I can't see, hiding, looking at me, going, "Hey, what's that guy doing? That guy's never walking around down here. We've seen that guy before." Okay, now here's a weird spot. It's very low. I don't know. I've got to get back across the creek here. But there's kind of not a good area to do this. And then there's sort of a high spot. We need to go up there. We got to get across here so I can see what that's all about up there. What about going here? Or here? Nope. The trick is to go all the way back to here. Step over like this. Okay. Now we're good. Gotta push our way through some branches and stuff. That's fine. I wonder if this floods down here. I wonder what this looks like when it floods. It can't flood too much. Alright, so here we are. Now we're in this nice sort of green way that... It's a nice little pasture down here in the meadow, in the floor of the valley. It's very pastoral. And I'm looking up on the banks. I'm looking for mates and deers and stuff. Not seeing anything. Sort of some high ground right here. Very interesting. More deer tracks. A lot of grass. And this is where it starts to get sketchy. I don't know if I want to go any further without any boots because it gets very swampy. Yeah, it's very swampy, very marshy. From here. And I'm trying to see if I can see further up this little valley. Is there anybody down there? Any dudes down there? I see something way down there that might either be deer sitting down or logs. But that's 100 yards, 100 meters up the valley. It might be turkeys. I'm not seeing any movement though. That's way up there. We cannot get that far because now we got to start walking through mud. I do not have mud shoes on. I can't tell if that's some dudes or what. Okay, well, this has been very interesting and very educational. This little valley does... How far is this? Well, we've already come about 100 meters. It goes at least another 100, potentially 2. Am I seeing movement down there? No. But someday, when I'm properly equipped, I would love to come down here. Get some boots. Some mudding boots. And just walk all the way up there, if it's possible. Probably have to bring a machete. Alright, so I guess... there's nothing to do but to start heading back. Wait, do I see something up there? No. Okay. I thought I saw something on the canyon wall here. And this is actually described fairly well as a canyon. This is an interesting geographical feature. Now, what's over here in this foresty bit? See, that goes up over there a little bit. Let's go investigate, he says, in his most investigatory voice. Yeah, but how do we get there? We gotta wind our way through all these trees and stuff and all these brambly brambles that are trying to brambulate us. Huh. Okay, well, I think that's the street up there. I think I'm seeing the fence for the street. Is there a way that we can sort of duck and get closer to where we need to go here? Kind of. Let's try it out. I'm trying to check this out over here. There's another little, okay, well, here's a little animal path. Can we take this little path? Oh, I am not a little animal. I am a big animal. All right, well, yeah, okay. Oof. Let's keep going. Here we are. Interesting. This looks like a goal. Right, so I think I know where I am. I'm standing in this little sort of sub-ravine that leads right up to the street, Old Maple Road. You'll be able to hear a car drive by now. And I can see the fence. Almost could climb up there, but that's pretty sheer. Another giant bee just flew by. And down here on the forest floor is what looks like a homemade or improvised football goal. But that's not what it is. But it could be used as such. Huh. Well, too bad there's no way to get it out of here. And besides, the crossbar's bent. Okay. Also, that might be a mati den underneath that tree right there. There's a tree growing out of the side of the canyon wall. Exposed roots, loose dirt, and there's a path that walks up to it. And there could be a mati under there. Being Mr. Mati. Alright, so I think it's time to turn back around. Figure out how we managed to get our ass in here. Trees are falling down on me. Okay, I think we came this way, but it might be easier if we go this way this time. Yeah, there's a lot of this, damn honeysuckle. The invasive species that they're trying to eradicate from Harrenhaven. Oh, follow the deer tracks, Tobe. Don't be an idiot. Yeah, here's a mati trail where the matis come down and get their drink of water on the creek. Oh, they're so thirsty. Need to drink some mati waters. Okay. Yeah. Ow, damn it, right in the eye. Okay. We're out of the tree line. We're going to cross the creek. One big step. Huh. Okay. There's a mushy spot that we need to walk through here. And we're walking parallel to the little creaky now. Because there's mud flat on the other side of the valley here. Climb over the tree. And we climb over the next tree. Yo! Beautiful. Alright. It's awesome down here. No wonder all the deers and the turkeys and the marmots and other dudes like to hang around down here. It's awesome. If it was easier to get down here, I'd hang out here all the time. I'd sit down here and I would drink tea. And I would play musical instruments. Alright, we gotta step over the creek. One more time. And that was successful. I'm feeling very win today. I'm winning in general. Feel pretty happy about that. Alright, we're sort of making our way back to the standpipe where the creek flows into the culvert that then feeds Harrenhaven. This creek is spring fed. This is spring water. We could probably drink this, to be honest. I mean, it's got mud in it, but it's nice and clear right here. This water's probably pretty good. We should get some samples of it and then run some tests and then, I don't know, distill it and then make tea out of it. Although, technically, you don't want to make tea out of distilled water because it's the minerality of the water that helps bring out the flavors of the tea. So anyway, I gotta cross the creek one last time. Big step. We go over the tree. Yeah. Alright. And now I gotta climb my ass back up the canyon wall. Okay. So, we started somewhere right around here, right? And where did we go? Gotta remember the path back up the mountain here. Yeah, we go this way, then we gotta cut over sideways. We go to there, we go up, and we're good, right? Yeah, okay. Sir Edmund Hillary plans his ascent of the North Face. With his trusty guide, Tenzin Norgay. The hilarious irony here is that I actually know a guy named Tenzin. Alright, now I'm gonna have to find something to grab. Oh yeah, here's that molehole again. So I can grab this, hickory tree. I think it's a hickory tree. Yeah. Looks very hickory-like. And, alright, we've got, basically 2.5 more meters to ascend. I need to get over here, grab this tree. Ugh, just kicked a bunch of dirt into my sock. That's not fun. Wait, how did I get from here to there? And can I stand on this log? I think I can. If this breaks, though, I'm toast. Testing my weight on it. I think we're good. We're making our move. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yes. And we're back. We're back to the fence. How in the hell did I get over this? This is sort of a split rail fence. And now that I'm on the low side of it, I can't figure out how the hell to get over. So we're gonna brute force our way through. Boom, yeah, shakalaka. Whew. Back on the street. Standing next to my car, crossing the street, looking down into the ravine on the Harrenhaven side. Very deep, much, much deeper. How much higher am I than the pond? Standing at street level, it's hard to say. 10 meters at least. Big altitude change. Alright, well, we didn't see any dudes. Although I did see a bunch of turkeys on the way here. They're not even 200 meters away. They're just right up Turkey Street. Right up Butterball Boulevard. Thanks, Jazzmaz. Butterball Boulevard. Oh, it's got the triple B alliteration. Butterball Boulevard. So it's got some R's, it's got some L's. Butterball Boulevard. Oh, and as I'm standing here, looking down into the Harrenhaven area, I'm walking over here. Looks like Mike the Chopper, Mike the Honeysuckle Remover guy, has been here because there's a bunch of plants cut down. Choppity chop chop. All right, well, that's good. Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is walk back over here to my car, get my car keys ready, and let me tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Down in the Valley So Low Committee, a show that airs most of the time at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home and get some food because I'm starving. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.